Yeah. One should be front tires, and one should be like the R tires. That's your right rear if you need it.
The last time I turned them both on.
That's what I would do. I would turn. That's your responsibility. I'll have to remind you, but no fuel unless they say you can do it.
Wanting to go here.
Good there in a bit.
10-4, bud.
You've been doing a real good job getting me out of those pits, so, you know, just keep that up, man. Just what you've been doing has been perfect.
All right, bud. We got that competition yellow we're racing to, and nice long day here. We'll be patient till it matters. We'll look at the weather for you. You just do your thing. You know how to win this thing, bud. You won it before. We're going to win it today, man. Do your thing.
Okay, coming to green this time. Make sure your belt's getting stuck. All right, there. Base car's off. Flag, green flag. Come outside. Double file behind you.
Keep an eye on that two.
Yeah, 10-4. He's been coming up through the middle. Caution's out behind you. Caution's out behind you.
Car is great. Little tight, but I'm very happy with it.
10-4. I heard you there, bud.
One car is struggling big time. Let's see. We're 210 water, 230, maybe 235 oil.
Let me hear what we're going to do with the competition yellow. That's going to affect our decision a little.
That's 8.
We're going to run to 25 after the restart. How's the handling on ours?
Going away, but it's good. The further I get back, the worse it gets, obviously.
No, I think they're all going to come. If they all come, I want you to follow them. I want you to just follow the group in front of you. If they all come, come with them. Just hit either way. Come get your four tires either way.
Half of them come. Who do you want me to follow?
You can pit no matter what. Come get your four tires no matter what. Come on. All four. We can't take fuel. Pull all four tires.
4,200. No fuel.
Pull four tires. Pull all four. Come on. You're 5, 4, 3, 4 tires. One outside. One outside. One outside. Clear to the grass.
4,200.
I didn't know what all they were going to do there, bud. But with the green racetrack, and I think 25 is just a little too long anyway, so we'll go play it nice and conservative here. We all got to come back here in about 15.
I'm good with that. I think it's smart. See, stop me shorter. I can't. I got to get around that 33 somehow.
Well, we'll move the sign back. Sign, we'll move the sign back.
Okay, y'all, one to go. You coming in the green this time. Hey, pace car is off. Eddie, green flag, green flag.
20 water, 240 oil.
4.
Single file, one back, and then about 2 car lengths, the 48 car.
Laps until the competition, y'all.
11 more. 11 more.
Thank you.
3 car lengths is Jimmy, and then another 3 car lengths is about 6 off the single file. File, one back. Roots about to catch Jimmy. They're about 2 back.
We've got 6 more. 6 more to the yellow.
A little bit too tight, you know, in dirty air. I'm really good. Really got good speed. I'm good 3 and 4, just down there 1-2 where we got that crosswind.
You should be coming back around to the yellow at some point. This is complete 24. You got one more lap.
The tightness right now is the exit of 2. Yeah, a little bit in the middle, but a lot of it on the exit when I'm behind another car.
Go file 6 behind.
Yeah, let's not do a lot. I think most of that was traffic.
Hey, coming to you, we'll run here, just a little run. Double file behind you.
They're not throwing the caution.
Caution's out. Caution's out.
Oh, there's Stevie.
But great job. Great job, man. All right, this time you're going to have to come around the 5 when we do pit. You'll have an opening, but only an opening, just one pit stall. So it'll be the 5 and opening and us. 33 is going to come around us, so do the best you can. We're going to move the sign back.
You know, just know, guys, that I might come in a little easier. Don't want to slide those fronts like I did that last time too much. And I got to get a position.
I'm lying about the 5. I'm sorry. I forgot y'all shuffled him out. So you're going to have the 88 is like 3 stalls behind it. So when you follow the 88 in, you got about 3 stalls to get in our stall, on our box. Move the sign back a couple feet. That pit's open. It's pit for 4 tires. 4 tires of fuel. Take that little bit of wedge out there, Brady, and come around that 88. We're like 3 in front of that 88.
Okay. Pit road's open. 4,200.
4,200. Come on down. You're going to come around the 88. Come around the 88. Come on down. Come on down. You are 5, 4, 3, 2, 4 tires. Side, outside, one lane. Oh, yeah, they're coming. They're outside you.
200 still outside you. 200. You might want to check it with a 99 and up.
We can check it. Good job leaving there, bud. A little too early in the race to swing out there. Later, we're going to go all the way to the grass. They're going to have to either check up or hit them.
Good job. Guys, I still got in there a little hotter than I want to. Things are sliding real easy.
They say that's perfect. Clay's getting a real good look at those lug nuts like that. That's not bothering them at all. That's perfect.
You go behind the 99. If you want to go when you get here, that's what you got behind. You got the 48, the 5, the 9, 3.
Did your tires look real good? I went and looked at Mark's. His looked, you can imagine, they're not awful. Definitely have some spots on them. He said last couple laps it really went away. That's, it was getting real tight.
Saw that before. Got a huge push. Think we're wearing that right front now.
We're all around. Next car's back are about 3.5, 3 wide. Everybody's starting to slide around back here, Jeff, let you know.
So good
nose. Our biggest problem is, hang on.
Clear.
I mean, when we get somebody inside or we got somebody in front of us. You're pretty tight, so it's just a narrow thing.
10-4. 10-4.
Yeah, just for your information, I've had that fan running the whole time.
4 tire fan.
It looks like they're catching us.
We're good. We've still got a long ways to go. Long ways to go. Just keep letting that right front tire do what it needs. Try not to slide it across the track. You're doing good with it, man. It's like 150 to go.
Here we pin. I'm definitely getting a little nervous. I don't have any vibration or anything, but I feel like I've won that right front pretty good.
10-4. We're still about 15 away from a fuel window, but I don't know if we're going to run that long. I keep hearing everybody talking. We're not going to leave you out there any longer than we need to, but they're lurly. We got the lucky dog, so if you do feel a vibration, just come.
Yeah, I just about wrecked right there. But be thinking about it. Try one more thing down here. I tried to run the bottom. That obviously did not work. Let's try something different here. Barely run the top without getting out of it.
Side. Caution's out. Caution's out.
Whew. We were getting ready to be the caution. I'm telling you, we this right front tire, we're going to think about what we're going to do here.
4-4. Not real tight early in the run. Just a little tight, right? But then the right front just goes away.
10-4. I mean, riding in that pack didn't do us any favors. But, I mean, it was gone right there. I mean, it started to vibrate. Had to be a tire, huh, for that caution?
4, I think it was a 28.
Yeah, you're in front of the 44. 24 in front of the 44. Yeah, it was the 28, 38, I don't know, one of those 28. Squabble, blew a tire. Yeah, everybody's seeing us, and everybody was starting to vibrate. Somebody's going to do whatever I can do to make that right front tire live. Balance is going to have to just be what it is. I'm not going to free up as much as I'm just working some air pressures, trying to get some other tires to help you. And just like we did last time there, bud, you got to come around the 88 to stop it here.
Hey, you're going to have a cleanup truck up high coming out of 4, okay? That road is open. 200.
Come on down around this 88. Come on down. 5. 4. He missed it. Turn it behind him. Here you go. They're clear. Clear. To the grass. To the grass. To the grass. 42. To the grass.
What we're talking about, boys?
You said that thing sort of vibrate right there?
Just a little bit. Well, what's it look like?
Brace a little bit again, Pitt. It's side of rubber.
I'm laughing at you right now, but it's not funny, but I'm laughing.
I know you are. But you know what I mean? That had about a lap left, I would say, so that's about all the notice you're going to get, probably.
Well, I gave you about a 2-lap notice, I believe.
Before that, we had about 3-lap notice then. Try to do the best you can on the car, just do the best you can with it. I know there's not a lot you can do. Try to keep it from sliding the best you can. I believe there's rain about an hour, hour and 15 out. We're 55 complete, 144 to go, 44 from halfway.
Real, real important for you to give me that countdown because, you know, if I'm right behind somebody, I can't necessarily see it too well. And I'm actually, you know, using that a little bit as a judge of getting in there.
He had me all bubbled up there, but did a good job getting behind him, getting in here. It's been a while if you want to take one of your little packs there.
Thanks.
Hopefully this track position will help us there some. You know, I'm listening to everybody at 18. I think their tires look a little bit better, but they had clean air most of the time. I think you're right that pack probably hurt. Hopefully these adjustments will help us some too there. But
I don't think that 18 is driving great, but it's like you said, he's out front the whole time.
I don't think it's a balance thing as much as it's just moving around. You know, I think the closer we get to the front, the more downforce we have, it just doesn't move around as much, you know?
Maybe want to go when you get here.
Listen to the quabble. He said he was a little disappointed in himself because he heard it or felt it for a lap and a half. So it seems like you get a little notice.
We did. So hopefully, you know, get a notice. You know, once I feel it, I think we're going to need a hit.
Yep, that's right. Don't think twice about it. Come on.
Coming to green this time. Space cars off. Green flag. Single file all the way back. All 5 back.
Seen on the tires, just confirm you got the blowers on.
Front. Yeah, front here, this front's going to be a whole lot better. I've been in clean air pretty much the whole time.
Single file, 2 back, then about a car length of them.
Radio there, Shannon, just tell me if something happens.
10-4.
I'm peeking to the outside, I'll keep an eye on it, you keep an eye on it.
4.
But you might see on this run, there's a lot more wear on the right rear.
10-4. Caution's out behind us, caution out behind us.
Obviously, that was a real good run. Good job there, guys. And obviously, clean air makes a huge difference. You know, I was still going to be a little tight behind other cars, but I don't think I'd be any freer up front and start, I think, wearing the right rear.
All right, let's put 4 tires on it and just look at everything. Let's get us, let's reset kind of what we got. Did a great job with it, keeping it up front there, but we're going to take 4 tires when it's open.
I have a bunch of workers down the bottom too here to travel. Bunch of the inside.
What's that thing been running temp-wise, bud?
I think out front it was like 225, and I guess probably 200, 230 maybe.
Stick a piece on it. Put some tape on it, yeah. Jump priority. You got me now? Tape on that thing. Don't go this way. Go vertical. I mean, somewhere down around the bottom or up top. Either way, there's like this much open. Whatever. Just give me a few square inches. Hop first. One shot. If it goes, it goes. If it don't, we'll keep trying.
Hey, pit road's open.
4 wheel pit. 4 tires. A couple feet back there.
10K, if it runs open, when you cross that yellow line, there's a little fluid there, Jeff. 4200.
All right, bud. Come all the way down here. Come on down. Come on down. You are 5, 4, 3, 2, 4 tires. Grass, get to the grass. There you go. All clear. 42.
4200.
Messed up a little bit getting out of there. 18 might have got me. Out there, guys.
Clean air is our friend.
Yeah, buddy. What's the right rear look like?
Neither tire has a single mark. They look brand new. I mean, both of them look great. Best have looked all weekend.
Get that tape on the front.
We did get the tape on, but there was a big piece of foam sitting on the splitter wrapped around the brace. They pulled it off, which is good because that would probably hurt downforce for sure.
We're right where we're at. Yeah, they want to go when you get here.
All right, I believe the rain's about 45 minutes out. You got 17 to go, so it's going to be a good. I think we're all going to pin at least one more time before it rains for sure.
What you have behind you? You got 11, 25, 2, and 14. Green this time.
10-4. Great job there, Shannon. Keep it up.
Pace cars off. Get ready.
Green flag, green flag.
Still single file all the way back. Still inside. Double file behind you.
You guys cannot get organized in this outside lane. They're killing me.
10-4.
That's if we run on this set.
Makes 21. We're 6 laps past halfway. The rain's probably 20 minutes out. I believe everybody's going to have to pit again before it really gets dicey.
10-4. I just feel that right. It's not gone yet, but, man, I've had some pretty good air, too. Let's see what happens.
4. 7-4. Just everybody's going to have to pit again before this race is going to be won. Rain's about 15 miles, 18 miles out.
I was the bottom down there, 1 and 2. So, you know, just kind of the mercy of the clean air.
4. 88's better to tell when he's ready to go. Here the rain's going to catch.
Well, I'm going as hard as I can right now. It's right in front's about to give.
4 side.
We're going to have to come. I hate to say it. Jimmy, Steve.
Vibrant, you got to come, bud. If it's vibrating, then you think it ain't going to make it. We need to come.
Side. You clear a hole behind the 31 there. Big hole if you want to come.
Left, have we gone here?
28 right here. 28.
Coming. I'm coming next time.
4200. That's gone. 4200.
See, Stevie.
All the way down here. Come on down. Come on down. Come on down. You are 5, 4, 3, 2, 4. Clear. 42. You're all clear. Good call, but didn't look good.
200. The packs is coming out of 4. Okay, jump up on it. Got the start finish line.
I got it.
The outside. Clear hole behind the 26 there.
Not the only one. They all keep coming now. There's more people have problems. Just go out there and get the best you can with it.
It's out. Caution's out. Caution's out. Debris off 4.
I think we just made it as a lucky dog.
I believe you're right. Wait to see.
Oh, yeah.
Three cars behind the leader, and nobody else been lapped. There ain't no other way.
Yep. Come on, boys. Put tires on it. We've got to fit the second time around.
Or I don't know what to tell you, dude. We're going to have to free this thing up somehow. I don't know how I'm going to drive it, but I can't drive like that all day.
No. As soon as you hit pit road, there's about 4 or 5 more than that one. There was one that should have came off pit road. Did the right thing. I wasn't going to make it. That was the right call.
That 88 stuff is pretty good. I mean, besides these three ahead of me.
I know. I'm with you. Let me see the radar. Just get your tires on it, and I know it's tight, and I know we have tire problems, but we got to go. We can't. It's not going to run 200 laps. It's going to be, I'm not a weatherman, but I'd be amazed. It's going to run 30 or probably 40 more, probably something like that, 40 minutes.
Or don't free it up much because we're going to have to come from the back be in traffic just a little bit.
10-4.
Back, you might want to not do anything to it.
Goes 30 green and we have another problem, then we have another problem. We'll go, but it is what it is. We know what we got right now. Go out there and do your thing.
Seem like what we're doing to free the car is helping the right front, is it? Just clean air is the only thing.
The one that looked good was the one that looked great. You know what I mean? This one looked like the first one. The
road is open this time. Caution car.
Boy, we got to skip it. We got to come the next time. Maybe she'll wave us by, right, Shane?
4. Go ahead, man.
Talk to me about any cars, take chances.
I think the driver's meeting wants to be nice and easy.
Then talk to me about anything on the track.
10-4, there's nothing on the track around there. I'm just cars here. Looking around in front of you.
Got to get caught up and then come in, right?
No, you should come this time. You should be able to come this time, I think.
On in.
Second. No, you're right, Jeff. You need to get caught up. Where's the tail end of the field? The lap down cars, they're still behind the pace car, right, Shannon?
Yeah.
You can come by us, Jeff, and make a minute.
Hey, you got some jet blowers coming off 4 up high, okay? Travel, I'll wait to start.
Tell me where the end of the line is.
Just coming off pit road right now.
Well, Jimmy's a lap down, and Junior, they just held him a lap. We're pitting outside the box, so it's getting pretty exciting here.
This is the Daytona 500.
And it always... All right, you're pitting when they come around this time, right, bud?
4.
Information. If I'd have took 2 on there, it's not going to do us any good, right? Because we're going to be like 15 seconds in front of the pack. They're just going to eat our lunch when they catch us. Wouldn't you agree?
10-4, except for right there, I had a car that I could drive back by them if we had a little bit more laps.
I'm just playing it in case we have another issue.
Just as long as those left look good. Here I come.
Yeah, no, they've been looking good. All right, come on down here.
Hey, 4200.
Tail end either way, so no rush here on pit road. Let's not get any wrecks or nothing. Come on down. You got this 41 here on your left. Come on down. Come around here. 5, 4, 3, 2, 4 tires. Tiny, take your time and put that tape across, like 3 inches across. We're no rush. Don't leave yet. Set it down easy. Take your time. Go like the last 3 inches on the left side of the bottom. You got it? Oh, they're nice and good. Clean it out. All right, let's go, boys. Sorry, buddy. I thought we'd have one that tires held on a little bit better. I must have something in there they don't like. So we still got 80, 79 to go. I don't believe it's going to make 79. So you're going to be tail end. Just do what you got for.
Tires are on the lead lap.
There are 20. Wait, where is it? 30? 30?
One.
All right. Come around here. Tail end. Hopefully we'll get it started.
We have one to go when you get back around here.
It's going to be a jumbled mess because some guys look like they've stayed out to try to catch the rain.
Yeah, that's not going to be good.
Make sure you're tail end. You know there's sticklers on that. And then they're all spots, buddy. 30 of them. We can get them. We can get them. Get a little break here with the weather. Give us a little bit of time.
48 car coming inside.
Mr. Pember, no passing to the right. No passing except to the right.
Yeah, until I pass the start finish line.
Yeah, you know what I mean. You're on it. Make sure you get your blowers on right from the start. I believe you'll be busy.
Still got 3 cars behind you. One come green this time.
Face cars off.
Ready. Ready. Green flag, green flag. Just gonna stay up front of you here a little bit. Back it down. Stop for me, Jeff. Can't see nothing. Stop. Hey, come on, come on. Come on through.
Debris. Watch your debris real good if you can. I'd like to not come in if we cannot do it.
Keep it up high for me. Can't really tell about any debris. You know, I ran through a lot of grass and stuff. That's all I can tell you.
Let me see where you come across the line here. We'll see what happens.
High for me. I'd like to speculate on that wreck, but don't want to hurt any feelings.
I know you well enough that you're right. I know what you're thinking.
Well, let me ask you. You want me to, you know, avoid debris and stuff because you're hoping that we can make out some spots by the guys coming in?
I mean, the 7 or 8 in front of us is so bad, they're pitting every time to work on their car. If they pit, that's 8. That's going to get you a lot closer to the pack because, you know what I mean, for the restart. If no one does come, then we're coming.
I was wrong on that one. See, you can see pit road when they're coming. You know, it was a lot of dust and stuff back here. There's definitely quite a bit of debris, so I'm sure I ran through a little bit of it, but couldn't really tell you and whatnot.
And I'm going to give you some numbers. 55, 36, 2, 07, 34, 47, 66. They're all the lead laps. Those are the guys I care about.
Everybody stayed out.
Is it open or closed?
Staying out.
Yeah, that's enough. I see 3 or 4 that are pitted. Just work them around right here. Make sure they all got air in them. I mean, it looks like everybody hit. I think it's a bunch of debris, like you said, grass and stuff. But just work them around. See what you got here. Oh, yeah, you're up to 19th already. Up to 19th. The 18 was he was caught up in it, so that was a pretty big hitter right there. The 11 was caught up in it, so we got weather coming, and we're just going to have to go and hope we don't get a super long run.
And I tell you what, Shannon, good job calling that. I'm glad you're looking ahead because I was elbows deep in the bumper of that 77 pushing in for everything I had, and, you know, I can't believe we missed that one.
I seen you pushing him hard there, and I looked up front, and I seen it spinning. All I think I could see was dirt. Can't see the track. Just keep it up high for me, because that one car had a flat tire on the low side coming through 4 and all the way down to the front stretch here, okay? You want to get on up underneath this down here low.
One thing I do notice, Steve, is the wire temp's a little higher than it's been under caution.
Okay, 10-4. Yeah, that the radiator's probably just slowly full of rubber. That's probably what it is. So. You're 19th right here. 19th right here.
Actually, I'm a little concerned here. We're probably going to have to come in and clean it. It's going up, not coming down, and it's about 225 right now. I mean, it's been running under 200 under green. I mean, under yellow.
Fan off. Turn your fan off and get up to the guy in front of you as close as you can. Get all the way up to the guy in front of you with your fan off.
Or if I get him to stop scuffing his tires.
Johnny said he's not worried about 225 at all. We're worried about what, 250? 250, Johnny? You know, if it keeps going up past the tape, so it wouldn't surprise me if it's 15 degrees warmer or 20 under yellow, but if it keeps going up, let me know.
No. Got the jet blowers up high right now. Binoculars, I want you to look at this grill and see if you can see anything.
For
220.
What's your water pressure?
Low. It's under 15. Not as worried now. It was going, you know, it got to 220 and it was going up. Now it's starting to come down a little bit. There we go.
Yeah, I mean, it's cute. Looks like everybody else's grill. I don't see anything to be concerned about.
They got it on the second swipe. Here it comes.
Good. All right, you're up to 18. Oh, let me look at this radar. It's trying to give me some info. I think the radar says we just got to go. We got to go like this is the last run, and if it's not, that's fine, but do what you do, bud.
Tell me who's for position here in front of me so I know who I'm working with. Maybe that 36. Is it 47 on the lead lap?
In front of you is the 47, 36, 21, 00, 98, and 9. I'm going to give you everyone. All right. You got the 9, front of him, the 78, the 1, 33, the 29, and then Mark. He's the other Hendrick car in the lead lap.
In the 47.
Ambrose. So you have Ambrose in the 47, Riggs in the 36, Bill Elliott in the 21. You know the rest of them.
Info. Shannon, when I was pushing that 77, were we making any progress?
Oh, yeah. A lot of progress.
Oh, now passing anybody yet.
That's the fastest he's gone all weekend.
We want to go when you get here.
We're talking about maybe some jobs, so Green, do what you do, bud.
Hey, they call it off. It's going to be wanting to go when you get back around here, okay?
Yeah. Yeah, get your covers ready.
Yeah, they're going to stay under caution for a lap or two. I'm getting a little sprinkle up here on me.
And it's coming down pretty good.
That radar looked like Stevie when it gets here. Are we done?
They'll put a big effort in.
I mean, they don't want the Daytona 500 in this way, I don't think.
That's it for. We got about, you know, miles of rain, and then I think it's clear behind that, isn't it, Kim? The little finger touches us right now. This scoots by us within about 6 or 7 miles, so we kind of get developed into it. So hopefully we'll get cleared up here. The wrong way, but that was actually a reason for that wreck, because that was about where we were running all day.
Yeah, everything happens for a reason, doesn't it? Where did the 19 and the 43 come from? All those guys stayed out, didn't they?
Yeah, they just stayed out and took 2, but it's a pit cycle is the reason they're up there.
Not coming down that bad right now. I mean, I think conditions are okay. You know, if it doesn't get any worse than this, it might be all right. And if we do go back green here, you know, I don't know if I'm going to be pushing or getting the push, but if I'm pushing, I can't see ahead of that car, so I need you to tell me what we're coming up on, you know, if they're slow cars, if they're 3 wide, you know, kind of some stuff like that. If guys are making it 2 wide and getting out of line, some stuff like that, or, you know, if we're closing on somebody. 10-4. Who are my eyes, my friend?
Try to be.
I thought Junior would have got the lucky dog on that one.
Yeah, I don't know. I think they determined. No lucky dog is what I heard. Coming to one to go.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, I was just wondering, is that aggressive driving zone in effect right now?
Yeah, yellow line.
All right, who do I got behind me? 6, 55, who else?
You got 6, the 55, the 00, 16, 8.
I think it's at 66. I think you got Reagan, Waltrip, Labonte, and Biffle.
4. Coming to green this time. Land back on you. Pace car is off. Ready. Green flag. Caution's out. Still the outside.
Traffic.
10-4. 10-4. How many laps is that?
You know, you do what you got to do with the rain. Tell, but it looks like it's spitting. Right now. On older tires, right?
Yeah, most of them are on older tires, yeah.
Just down in this bottom lane, you know, really grinding those fronts.
Go behind the 29.
Talk to me, buddy. If you're going to hear from you, I can only see up here. I know what the radar looks like. You got anything back there?
Yeah, a little bit. Just spit, but not much.
We have to get up in there. All we needed to do is restart. Pit.
Yeah, it's just spitting a little bit in 3.
Pit.
So,
pit, right side.
Staying out.
Pit. Come on down. Come around this 5. You're pitting in front of this 5. Come on down. Four tires. 5's outside. Follow him out. Let him bet on the rain. I'll bet on these tires.
Tell you what, bud. Right here with these 4 tires, I'll be able to drive up through the middle.
I believe that 5's going to have to go, too. Let me go talk to him. All right. Message been delivered to that boy in front of you. Mark says he agrees. The 88's going to be back there with us, too, so we're going to have some help.
Tell him to give us just the right amount. Well, 3 of us, we'll definitely get up there.
Dan, yeah, you probably convey that the right way for me.
10-4.
Laps to go in the race.
All them other guys get 6, 7 laps older tires, too. 8 laps, probably. 8 hard.
How many laps you say are left in the race?
60. Yeah, buddy, I believe you're coming to 1 to go. The boys are on old tires. You guys got to abuse them right here.
Coming to 1 to go here.
42 has new tires also.
Yeah, he came in.
For whatever it's worth, Regan Smith in that black car couple behind you, that's 78. He's kind of in the same boat as us. He's on tires, and the 88 is also on tires.
Yeah, the 88's got to start to tail in.
All right, the radar's right. It's not long. 10 minutes or so. You probably get 5 or 10 laps in it. That's more than enough. Heck, you were up there 2 laps a minute ago. Blow resolve for me.
Coming to green this time. Face car's off. Ready. Green flag, sir.
Should be behind the 1 car. Directed with the 2 car. He's got no rear bumper. Looking like a son of a bitch. What position are we in right now?
You're in 12th right now. 12th. Just see what they do. They're both on old tires. They're going to have to decide if they want tires or not. Staying out, no matter what. Stay out.
Got grass on the inside. Just watch for grass. Road is open.
Stay out.
These boys have been out there on tires.
I think they're like at 10 or 12, because you're at 4. Yeah, they're like at 12. You just stay out. 12 green. They've been out there sticking a long time, but half from a yellow.
I heard them call it off. I know we're in front of the 42. Double zeros in front of us.
Okay, cover everything up.
Coming. See, if they dispute that, or, you know, if this is it, you got to dispute at least 1 position, because when that caution came out, I know I was ahead of the 00.
for us to find out if it ends up being the end of the race, if they use a camber or still go to the line.
And that's where they're getting the lineup right now, is from the loop. But if they use the camber, we're ahead of them.
Oh, yeah, guys. I'm driving the crap out of it, buddy. We just need a few more laps.
Man, you guys are doing awesome. Got to take what we can get, but I wish the same keep going gold because I know what we can do.
You zoom out even more. One of you stay on that side. One of you go to, like, the southeast region.
Yeah, they got the one behind the two.
I believe that. I think that's right. We were side by side at the double zero, but I passed them off of two just as those guys were going to the inside, so it depends on when they threw the caution. So the boys are straightening out because I was getting ready to pass a bunch of them.
But it looked like to me, too. Well, Kansas, he's got good time, and he passed. Oh, he shuffled old Sadler out off of two. Then they all wrecked. Oh, I might have heard a little bit taking tires, but I was trying to get you mismatched or we had a chance to win, you know?
Yeah, I gave us opportunity. You know, just need that weather holding out a little bit longer. The problem right there was, I mean, there were some guys going up the middle that didn't belong there, and they were out of control, and so it was just kind of stopping the whole line.
No, I'm with you. I thought more than just us in the five would come for tires. Back 8 or 10, why they didn't come, I have no idea.
The other issue was I wanted to push the five, but he got kind of messed up on that restart, and he had to check up, so I had to go. I really wanted to be the first guy going through there because I was behind the 42 pushing him, and, you know, I felt like we could have made a couple different decisions and actually been further up there.
Yeah, but if you let us up, maybe just give us a window for 4 or 5 laps here.
Are we 13th now?
Yes, sir, 13th. Just run three. You see who's third?
Cookies for everybody.
I believe it's letting up down here, 1 or 2, from what everybody's saying.
I think so, too. I mean, it's not coming down hard, that's for sure. Really impossible for me to tell with these lights and the glare and the nighttime. Unless it's streaking across, I can't tell you even how hard it's raining.
Okay, you got a couple of jet blowers.
Not bad over here on the front straightaway, just a little bit on the back straightaway.
We're good. Hopefully it'll blow out. How is the track? We get started pretty quick, I believe, couldn't we?
I don't think we've lost the track. Shannon, tell me what happened on that restart. Why did those guys, they took off and then they all just checked up?
Yeah, it's like I talked to the driver's seat. Some of them are watching the flag instead of the cars. You know, I'm getting that.
But it seemed like the lead, well, but that's what we should be watching is the car, the lead car. But it seemed to me like the leader didn't take off until way late.
Yeah, he took off way past the line, then the green flag come out, and I think that's when everybody behind him, they throw the green on him. I waited just a little bit to watch him move.
I got you. Yeah, I guess watch the car until he gets to that line, which don't blink because it's a half a second in between those lines.
Well, yeah, watch that replay. They come right across the front of us, didn't they?
Okay, they just closed the road.
Picking up down here in one. Yeah, big drops.
Go watch this out here. Darn or wild, or we're going to be done, but it's going to get wet.
They're going to start short of the start finish line. Only two of you. There's Stevie, two.
Guys, let's cover everything up. Put the carpets down on top of the pit box. It's going to be in for a little bit here. Get out there, Jeff. I'm going to go to the truck. I believe it's going to rain for a while here.
I'll let you know what they want to do with the drivers and they'll use it to tell us. Hey, guys, don't jump out there too quick. They're going to double file them here.
Before I stop.
10-4. Before you stop. Okay. After you covered up, walk away. Hey, Stevie, I'm off. My radio's off here. Save my battery.
10-4.